from now.
He says the Rambam calls tshuva one mitzvah. There's a Sheshua Chotei Mechato Lifnei Hashem Ve'yitvadeh. In the title, it seems like the focus is on Sheyeshuv, and the Ve'yitvadeh seems like an adjunct. And then from the Rambam and Halacha Aleph, it seems like the Ve'yitvadeh is the focus and the Yeshuv is the adjunct. We asked the Rambam's terminology in Halacha Aleph, Kishayaseh Teshuvah, what does it mean to be Oseh Teshuvah? Why didn't the Rambam just write Kishayeshuv? And the dual terminology that the Rambam says, Kishayaseh Teshuvah V'yashov Mecheto. What does the Rambam mean by that? We asked, when the Rambam says, Chayav Litvadot Lifnei Hakel Baruch Hu, what does that mean? It seems like he must do Vidui when he does Teshuvah and returns from his sin. How does that work? What does it mean, Lifnei Hakel Baruch Hu? We ask that the pasuk seemingly refers to a karbon, vidui only by a karbon, and the Rambam said that that's a vidui for every avera, irrespective of whether we bring a karbon. And the Rambam clearly said, vidui ze mitzvah taseh. This vidui is a mitzvah taseh. It seems like the tshuva is a prerequisite. But is the tshuva itself a mitzvah? The Rambam didn't say that within the Rambam. Then we ask, when the Rambam says ketzad mitvadin, why he goes from plural to singular, ketzad mitvadin, and then omer, we ask why the Rambam says that all vidui seems to be formulated around the Kohen Gadol's vidui. We ask, why does the Rambam enumerate chasati, aviti, and pashati? You suggested maybe it's multiple choice, either or. We asked why it says lefanecha. We asked why part of the vidui must include v'arei nichamti uvoshti b'masai. The vidui has three. I did it, and I'm sorry. No, nichamti, I regret that I did it. Uvoshti b'masai. We asked why does one have to be embarrassed? Why is that part of the vidui? V'lo'olam enichozel advarze, which we said we can understand as a part of the tshuva, but it's a little bit difficult to understand how that's part of the vidui. Right? V'zeu ikaro shel vidui. This is the primary part of the vidui. V'chol ha'marbe litvadot. Whoever does more vidui, u'marich v'nyan zeh, and extends, lengthens in this point, reza meshubach, it's praiseworthy. So here too, I don't know what it means, marbe and marich. He says it over and over again. What does he go at length? I really, really regret it, God. What does that mean? I don't know. V'chen usually means lozu afzu, not only here, but even one who brings sacrifices, they do not get forgiven until they do tshuva. And they do vidui. Notice the Rambam doesn't say they too have a mitzvah to do vidui. He says their karban is not mechaser. It doesn't say they have a separate mitzvah. You could say that that's self-understood. But the Rambam seems to stress a different point. He says the karban doesn't work until they do tshuva and do vidui. Now, what would happen if a person brought a karban and did vidui, and his tshuva is only complete after the karban? Now, the Rambam seems to have set it up that tshuva is a prerequisite for vidui, and vidui is a prerequisite for karban. So you could say, so that's your answer. But again, that needs work. Again, the Rambam uses the word v'chein, lozu afzu. Kol mechuivei mitot beitin mechuivei malkot, en mitkapel lehem b'mitatan o b'lkiatan, ad shiasu tshuva v'yitvadu. They're not atoned for until they do tshuva and vidui. By the karban he said v'yitvadu vidui dvarim, and by the here he says shiasu tshuva v'yitvadu. I don't know why the change in terminology. There was one other point here, just a second. Yes. Here we come back to the point that the Rambam seems to say that again, which is the main point? Is the tshuva a prerequisite for vidui, or is the vidui an end point of the tshuva? Over here also, we seem to have indication. I'm not sure which way to go. Dechein, which is again lozu asu. Eino mitkaper ad sheyitvade. Over here, yitvade is before God. Tutsim, right? Yeah, he's not talking about apologizing to the person.
Yeah.
That's what it would seem.
Yeah.
He harmed him, he pays him, he doesn't have to apologize. That the Rambam, or at least that's not what the Rambam's covering here.
Yeah.
He does have to do vidui before God, v'yashov. Notice that over here, it's the opposite order. Yeah. Throughout the Rambam, it was yashov v'yitvadeh, and here it's yitvadeh v'yashov. The Rambam reversed the order for some reason here.
Hmm.